The Shock of the Fall by Nathan Filer. Narrated by Oliver Hembra. The Girl and Her Doll. I should say that I'm not a nice person. Sometimes I try to be, but often I'm not. So when it was my turn to cover my eyes and count to 100, I cheated. I stood at the spot where you had to stand when it was your turn to count, which was beside the recycling bins, next to the shop selling disposable barbecues and spare tent pegs. And near to there is a small patch of overgrown grass, tucked away behind a water tap. Except I don't remember standing there. Not really. You don't always remember the details like that, do you? You don't remember if you were beside the recycling bins, or further up the path near to the shower blocks, and whether actually the water tap is up there. I can't now hear the manic cry of seagulls, or taste the salt in the air. I don't feel the heat of the afternoon sun making me sweat beneath a clean white dressing on my knee, or the itching of sun cream in the cracks of my scabs. I can't make myself relive the vague sensation of having been abandoned. And neither, for what it's worth, do I actually remember deciding to cheat and open my eyes. She looked about my age, with red hair and a face flecked in hundreds of freckles. Her cream dress was dusty around the hem from kneeling on the ground, and clutched to her chest was a small cloth doll with a smudged pink face, brown woolen hair, and eyes made of shining black buttons. The first thing she did was place her doll beside her, resting it ever so gently on the long grass. It looked comfortable, with its arms...